多多祷告。
Encourage everyone to pray.
我们教会执事会呢，也建议呢，大家在吃饭、午饭以前呢，多一点时间啊，为这个疫情的这个控制住来祷告。
And we also ask everyone, maybe before you take your meal, you spend a little more time to pray for this important fact.
而且为着将来全地教会的大复兴来祷告。
And also pray for the future, the revitalization of all church.
提摩太前书二章一到三节这里提醒我们说
，Timothy, First Timothy said this way, chapter 2:1-2 said this way.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日，这是好的，在我们神、我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
First Timothy chapter 2:1-3 said this way: I urge, then first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all goodness and godliness and holiness. This is good and please God our Savior.
弟兄姐妹，祷告永远不嫌多。
Brother and sister, there's never have too much prayer.
我们同心祷告。
Let's all pray together now.
亲爱的巴父，我们这是在你面前向你呼求。
Dear Father's Heaven, we are here to call upon you.
我们在你面前认罪悔改。
We could confess our sin.
我们求你纪念你从亘古以来的怜悯和恩典。
We ask you to remember all the mercy and grace that you had bestowed on us all these times in the past.
求你大能的手来医治这里的人民。
May your hands to heal these people on the land.
全球生病的人都求你医治。
All those people who had quite a sickness will ask you to cure us.
我们也为执政的、掌权的领导求主给他们智慧。
We also ask you to bestow all the wisdoms to all the leaderships in this whole world.
能够尽快的控制住这个病毒，不要再蔓延出去。
May this virus and us be constrained and no longer spread out.
今天早上我们以心灵和诚实来敬拜。
We are here to worship you with all our hearts and soul.
我们就恳求你亲自向我们说话。
We ask you to speak to us.
透过你自己的讲台向我们每一个人说话。
May your purposes deliver the message to you, to every one of us.
我们感谢你的信息。
And we praise you for your message.
你的仆人不配。
Your servant is not worthy of your
worship.
May you use and point us, and so we all can be saved by you.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
May pray in the name of the Holy Name Jesus Christ.
最近一个病毒的蔓延，让全世界很多的人都非常恐慌。
Recently, all this virus is now causing a lot of fears among people.
两个多礼拜前，这个华尔街的股票大跌。
And two weeks, the stock market is really crashing in the Wall Street.
这个影响很大很大，经济方面。
It affects a lot of economic situation out there.
再加上前一阵非洲的蝗虫、澳洲的大火。
And then also before that, there are also locusts attacking plague in Africa and the big fire in Australia.
还有中东难民啊，巨大难民潮的不断的增加和移动。
And a lot of refugees in the Middle East and the move about.
说明了这个末世的现象已经摆在我们眼前。
And this clearly is already showing in front of us the end of times coming.
所以今天和大家思想的题目是。
So right now we share with you.
末世警钟。预备主的再来。
In an apocalyptic end right now, and are you prepared for the Lord to come again?
那我们读过旧约的人都知道。
And all those who read the Old Testament are aware.
就是当时所罗门王建了一个新的圣殿，要献给耶和华。
when King Solomon built his temple and he's getting ready to offer that to the Lord.
那他在献新殿的时候做的第一件事是什么呢？
What do you think he did to do before he offered the temple?
他做的第一件事情是认罪祷告。
The first thing he did is the confession prayer.
我来读给大家听啊，历代志下六章二十七节。
And let's read the second Chronicles chapter 6, verse 27.
求你在天上垂听，赦免你仆人和你民以色列的罪，将当行的善道指教他们，且降雨在你的地，就是你赐给你民为业之地。
It said, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel.
因为的确，以色列在过去有很多次、很多次得罪了神。
Because back in those times, the Israelites trespassed the Lord quite many times.
难怪所罗门王在献新殿的第一件事情是带领所有的百姓好好的、彻底的认罪祷告。
That's why King Solomon went ahead to bring all his people to confess in front of the Lord before he offered the temple.
我们再看二十八节到三十节。
Let's read verse 28 through 30.
国中若有饥荒、瘟疫、瘟疫、旱风、霉烂、蝗虫、马蚱，或有仇敌犯境、围困城邑，无论遭遇什么灾祸、疾病，你的民以色列，或是众人，或是异人，自觉灾祸甚苦，向这殿举手，无论祈求什么，祷告什么。求你从天上你的居所垂听赦免，你是知道人心的，要照个人所行的待他们。
In from verse 28 through 30, said in this way: When famine or plague comes to the land, or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, or when enemies besiege them in any of their cities, whatever disaster or disease may come.And when a prayer or plea is made by anyone among your people, Israel being aware of their afflictions and pains and spreading out their hands towards this temple, then hear from heaven your dwelling place. Forgive and deal with everyone according to all they do, since you know their heart, for you alone know the human's heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢神，因为神给我们一个祷告的特权。
Brother and sister, we need to thank God because God gave us the privilege to pray.
我相信现在全世界的教会都在积极迫切的祷告。
And I believe in all the church all over the world, they are all vigorously praying.
同时让还没有信主的人看见。
And even those who are non-believers, they observe.
原来我们人真的是很有限、很渺小的。
And then, of course, we are very minute as human.
不要以为今天啊，这个科技有多厉害呀。
It doesn't matter how great scientific and technology are great out there.
一个病毒的传染就让整个的啊，全球的人非常的惊慌了。
One spread of this virus will cause all the chaos and fears in the whole world.
所以我们人真的需要谦卑下来。
And it's so we need to be to humble ourselves as
human. 我们人真的不能够骄傲。
We cannot be prideful of ourselves.
我们要学习把神当作神来敬拜他。
We need to worship God as He is God.
恭恭敬敬来求告他的名，来求他的医治和他的怜悯。
And humbly begging for His holiness, and then ask Him for His mercy and cure all of us.
接下来我来读给大家听《历代志下》的七章的十二到十四节。
And then continue a second chronicle.
十二节这里说，夜间耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说：“我已经听了你的祷告，也选择这个地方作为祭祀我的殿宇。”我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫，注意哈， 瘟疫流行在我民中，这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
In 2 Chronicles said, verse 12 through 14 said, The Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifice. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain or command locusts to devour the land or send a plague among my people. If you, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, say and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
特别注意十二节。
You need to pay attention to verse 12.
那就是神在晚上亲自向所罗门王说话。
So that is when God appeared to Solomon at night and talked to Solomon directly in worship.
神告诉所罗门王，他的祷告神已经垂听了。
And God told King Solomon that his prayer had been heard by him.
神同意这个新的圣殿要成为百姓敬拜神的地方。
God has agreed that this temple will be the place for his people to worship him.
但是在第十三节说，
But in verse 13 said,
我就是神，若就是如果假使我使天闭塞不下雨，或者蝗虫来了，或者瘟疫流行的时候，你们要怎么办呢？
But God said, just say, if I is the God, say, if I shut the heaven and allow the plague and the locusts devour the land, what are you going to do?
啊，答案在十四节。
And the answer is on verse 14.
当时的百姓跟我们现在一样要做三件事情。
In the times and all these people would need to do three things.
我们看一下这个 PowerPoint.
And let's look at this PowerPoint here.
哪三件事呢？
Which three things?
就是要自卑祷告，寻求神的面，转离恶人的恶行。
Is in reality pray for God to turn away from our evil deeds.
只有当人认真做这三件事的时候。
Only when people are doing all these three things.
神的回应也做三件事。
And God will respond three things as well.
啊，我们看 PowerPoint.
And let's look at the PowerPoint again.
神的回应做垂听、赦免和医治。
God will listen, forgive, and healing. Three things.
所以感谢神，我们弟兄姐妹的祷告是非常重要。
So praise God, and also know that our prayers are very important.
神一定会垂听我们的祷告。
God will listen to our prayer.
因为我们是他的儿女，他是非常非常爱我们的。
Because we are his children and he loves us very much.
今天你的小孩在顽皮，把你气得半死。
And nowadays your children are very naughty and rambunctious.
过了一阵，他说：“哎呀，妈妈，爹，爹地，你还是会怎么样？耐心的听他说话。”
Then your children will later on just kind of like come to you and hug you and cuddle with you.
就算他是非常的叛逆啊，真的是很糟糕，但是你还是爱他，你还是希望他回转归正。
And then you, even he was very rambunctious and very badly behaved, and you're very angry, but now in your heart you still want him to turn around and behave, do the right things.
这是天下父母心。
It is the heart of all the parents in the world.
所以照样，天父对我们也是一样的心态。
The same way the Father in heaven would treat us the same way, and he have the same attitude.
虽然这个世界是如此的败坏，如此的悖逆，
even the society in this world nowadays is such a rebellious condition towards God.
虽然神的心是如此的伤痛，
and then God is really torn up and really sad towards
us. 但是神仍然耐心的等候我们嘛。
But God is still patiently waiting on us.
好，大家来读一下这个提摩太后书的三章九节。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 9.
很重要的一节经文。
And it's a very important part of the.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Peter.
Okay, sorry. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
不知道他有没有想过?
Have you ever thought about this?
如果神说,
if God said,
Enough is enough!
Go to God.
啊,神马上就回来。
I will be right back.
那今天全世界有很多人就没有机会了。
And this rest of the world will have no chance now.
所以我们理解到神在忍耐等候当中。
So now we understand God is actually patiently in waiting upon us.
但是有一个真理我们要明白。
But there is one truth we must understand.
就是这并不表示神是永远等下去的。
It is not because that telling you that God is waits for us forever.
因为神的时间一到
，because when times come，
主耶稣就要回来。
Jesus Christ will return.
大家都读过诺亚的故事。
You all have read the story about Noah.
诺亚造方舟的时候传了120年，像当时讲了120年要悔改相信神。
When Noah built his boats, he was talking about repent for 120 years.
很可惜，当时的人不信，嘲笑他。
But however, during this time, nobody believed in him and even laughed at him.
等到诺亚的方舟的大门一关上
，And then when the doors of the Noah boat is shut down,
代表是神的救恩的大门关上了。
That means that we've sent the salvation from God will shut down.
天上降下大雨，地上水涌出来，洪水就蔓延，淹没了当时的时代。
And the rain appoints the whole earth, and that whole earth is flooded with by water.
你能想象当时那些讥笑诺亚人，他们那个惊慌失措的表情吗？
Can you imagine that how fearful and all those people have, how panic all those people were?
圣经很清楚告诉我们，有一天主一定会再回来的。
And the Bible already told us.
那回来之前
Jesus Christ will return.
有什么征兆呢
？So what is the three signs or omens when he returns?
除了饥荒、瘟疫、战争、地震以外
，besides the famines, plague and wars,
有三个主要的征兆。
There are three main omens.
第一个就是不法的事越来越多。
And the first is a lot of illegal things, crimes and other things happening.
现在这些招摇撞骗的事跟10年前比，是不是增加很多了
？And have you ever seen a lot more of those fake news and all those disturbing history of matters going on?
我们大家都常常接到一些奇奇怪怪的电话。
And we constantly see some we call.Prank calls nowadays.
末世的时候，这个骗财骗色的人越来越多。
And the when the end of times coming, and a lot of more people are there, out the crooks and cheating matters will be all coming around.
还有不顾亲情的人越来越多。
And there are a lot more people who doesn't care about their families at all.
所以这个社会上的犯罪率只会上升，不会下降。
So crime rates will only go up and will not come down.
大家要有心理准备。
And you need to be mentally prepared for.
啊，这个人的安全是第一的。
The safety for your life is the number one.
第二个兆头呢
？Which is the second omens.
就是有很多假的基督出来。
And there are a lot of fake Christians.
我说很多
，and there are a lot. I'm talking about a lot, many.
啊，最近在南韩的新天地的教主，他就自称他是基督啊。
And then the recently in South Korea there is a New World Christians.
在末世不但有假的基督，而且还有很多假的先知。
In the end times, they not just have a lot of fake Christian, and they also have a lot of fake message out there.
他们迷惑了很多很多的人。
They mislead a lot of people.
我们要明白这是撒旦的工作嘛。
And we knew that's the word from Satan.
因为撒旦知道他自己的时间不多了。
Because Satan knew he didn't have a lot of time either.
所以他就拼命的去迷惑很多的人。
So he's a double. His time is really making major efforts to misguide many more people.
包括基督徒在内
，including even devoted Christian，
撒旦如同空中吼叫的狮子，随时在寻找可以吞吃的人。
And Satan is like a lion in the flying sky, rolling around, and he is seeking out all the vulnerable people he will eat.
那你说牧师怎么办呢
？What are you going to do, Pastor？
还是鼓励你要警醒祷告。
Pastor will still encourage you to continue praying.
不但祷告，而且要用神的话在你心里。
Besides praying, you also need to have the word of God inside your heart.
免得入了迷惑。
And so you will not be misguided.
第三个兆头呢
？In the third omens,
教会要开始受到逼迫。
And the churches will start the persecution.
在全球140多个国家里面。
In 140 countries in the whole world,
现在只有20个国家还没有受到逼迫。
There are only 20 countries out there are not suffering from any Christians persecution.
其余的120个国家已经受到不同程度的逼迫。
And then in others 120 countries out there, they already suffering different level of persecution.
特别在中东地区
especially in the Middle East,
有的国家的少数的基督徒受到严重的逼迫
and in even some of the countries and some of the minority Christians are suffering greatly
那有的呢现在我强调现在比较轻微
and then sometimes some of them are actually a little slightly less
但是圣经告诉我们将来会越来越严重
but in the Bible's told us in the future the persecution will beMore severe as a progress.
现在的美国总统，不管你喜不喜欢他。
And now our current president, I don't worry about whether you like him or not.
我们为他感谢主。
We need to praise him, praise God for him.
因为至少他还护卫着我们基督的信仰。
Because at least he's still calling the Christian faith.
他也懂得谦卑他自己，来呼吁全国的百姓好好祷告。
And he even understand that he needed to humble himself and call upon prayer all of his nation.
但是今年十一月份以后呢
？But after the November's,
我们就不知道。
We don't know.
或者四年以后呢？我们真的也不知道。
And then even after 4 years later, we don't know what's going on.
圣经告诉我们，这个敌对的势力是越来越大。
The Bible told us that there are going to be more and more enemies out there.
而且敌基督会出现
，and they'll even have antichrist will start to appear.
所以弟兄姐妹心里要有准备。
So you need to prepare yourself.
我在准备这个信息的时候
，when I prepare this message today，
我不是要在这个时候增加大家的恐慌。
I'm not here to increase your fear.
我必须要按照圣经真实的真理向大家宣告。
And I have to tell you according to the Bible, the truth according to the Bible, and proclaim to you.
这个病毒在这个世界上的蔓延，真的像一个末世警钟，提醒主耶稣回来的日子越来越近。
This spread of this virus is similar to the bells ringing by the apocalyptic situation, and it could continue going on.
还有就是我们基督徒的价值观和世界是不同的嘛。
And the core value of the Christian is different from the world.
世界里面啊，都接受同性恋。
The world accepts homosexuality.
我们不能接受同性恋。
We cannot accept that.
哦，世界的人说哦，吸一点 大吗？嗨嗨，很爽啊，没什么关系嘛。
Some people even say, well, you consume marijuana, just get a little high. That's no big deal.
我们不行啊。
For us Christian, we cannot do that.
没有做基督徒的父母愿意他的孩子去吸大麻的。
There are no Christian parents will want to direct the children to go consume marijuana.
因此，我们的价值观、道德观、人生观和世界里面是完全不同的。
That's why our core cultures in everything in the life value all the difference from the rest of the world.
我们要坚守一个真理。
We have to accept a truth, one truth.
在提摩太前书的三章那里提醒我们说
First Timothy chapter 3 said it this way
这家是永生神的教会真理的柱石和根基
The chapter 3 verse 15 First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 said it this way If I am delayed you were you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. So we will need to face the future, the potential pressure from the future.
教会的工作就是要不断地兼顾大家对主的信心。
The church, the responsibility is there to strengthen everyone through to strengthen our faith.
撒旦的工作就是不断地要摇动我们的信心。
The Satan's job is constantly putting doubts in our hearts.
他就是要让我们害怕。
And he just wants us to have fear.
因为当人害怕的时候，他就会惊慌失措。
Because when you're in fear, you will become chaos. You're less like a plane.
当人害怕的时候，他就会退后嘛。
When you have fear, you will back withdraw from what you were proceeding.
圣经说，当人害怕的时候，他的爱心也就冷淡了嘛。
And then when you have fears, you also have you will not love, you will lack of love.
但是感谢神，透过以赛亚告诉我们说。
But praise God, through Isaiah said this way to us.
以赛亚书四十一章十节提醒我们说。
In Isaiah's chapter 41,
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
And he said, you don't need to be fear. So do not fear. I am with you.
不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
And do not be dismayed, because I am your God.
我必坚固你，我必帮助你。
I will strengthen you and help you.
我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
And I will hold you with my righteous right hand.
当我读这个经文的时候
，When I read the scriptures, this passage.
哦，我真的哈利路亚，感谢主。
And I say praise to God, hallelujah.
弟兄姐妹都知道，我很喜欢这一个。
And brother and sister, you all need to know, I like this. I am.
神自己给我们的应许。
And this is saying that God himself gave us his promise.
我们承认我们都有软弱的时候啊。
I accept and admit that we all have times of weakness.
但是一旦我们软弱的时候，我们就紧紧抓住神的应许。他必看顾我们。
Then at a time when we're in weakness, we know God has promises. He himself will strengthen us.
哦，这是得胜的关键。
This is the result of victory.
所以我们在这个困难的时候，或者在以后有大灾难来的时候。
So when this kind of challenge times now, or in the future, we have crisis come upon us.
我们先要立志做一个靠主得胜的基督徒。
We have to decide that we will have victory upon Jesus, with Jesus.
因为我们靠的主是从死里复活的主。
Because we know we rely on this God that will resurrect from death.
天上地下一切的权柄都是属于他的。
That everything, all powers and glories all go to him.
我们靠着的是他 请问还有什么好害怕的呢？
If you rely on him, what else can you to have fear of?
请听保罗透过提摩太后书一章七节给我们的鼓励啊。
And listen to what Paul said to us in 2 Timothy's.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心啊。
Because for the spirit God gave us those does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要常常互相鼓励，彼此打气。
So, brother, sister, we need to continuously and encourage one another and promote each other's spirit.
那么接下来我们如何预备自己迎接主的再来？
So, how are we going to prepare ourselves and then welcome the coming of our Lord Jesus?
也有三个重点。
And there are three points as well.
第一个就是要增强你属灵的分辨力。
So first, you need to improve your spiritual understanding how to siphon the ability.
那这个是在你平时就要在神的话语上下功夫。
And that is using your everydays to study His word.
平时就要看重你与主耶稣的关系。
And every day you need to wait more time of relationship to care more of the relationship with God.
因为只有如此，你才能够看清楚撒旦的真面目。
And only through that way, you will be able to decide the true face of Satan.
请大家好好思想一下。
Let's ponder more on this.
我们人类所有的活动都受到空中灵界的一个影响。
Everything that we do in this world actually affected by the spirit in the air.
圣经说得很清楚。
In the Bible said clearly.
这个世界是暂时被撒旦所掌管。
This world is temporarily controlled by the Satan.
比方说当一个国际性的这个活动或者是一个地方性的球赛要不要举办的时候。
And as you make a decision whether you continue to host an international event or a local huge event,
负责人的考量是什么呢？
Those people who are in charge of this event, what are they considering?
继续办就可以赚很多钱呢，有钱有利的。
If they continue to organize this and let the events proceed, they will make a lot of money.
但是也有可能会牺牲别人的生命。
However, they will also sacrifice a lot of other people's life.
如果不举办的话呢？
If you stop that event,
主办的单位还有很多人，他们就要这个损失很多的金钱嘛。
And those who organize it and maybe the event vendors will lose a lot of money.
所以这个背后是受到一个价值观巨大的影响。
And the background of the whole thing is affected by a lot of certain kind of core value.
而这个负责人背后的价值观是因为他过去种种的原因所造成的。
And then also they were affected by the backgrounds of the precedent's effects behind it.
前一阵子在洛杉矶举行的国际马拉松跑步照样举行。
And not too long ago, there was an international marathon was held in Los Angeles, and they went on to continue.
他们的考量是因为在空间在户外没有关系。
They consider because it's outdoor event, it should not. It will be no big deal.
当时他们号召要100,000人来参加跑步。
And they are talking about hoping there will be 100,000 people will attend to this marathon.
当然他们限制了从意大利、伊朗、韩国来的选手，限制他们，禁止他们来参加。
So they, however, they restricted this competitors from Italy, Iran, and some other countries. They are not allowed to attend to this race.
我举这个例子是举一反三，很多事情都是如此。
And then I brought up this example is like other matter will be brought up together.
五月初，我们 Kentucky 要不要有 Derby 赛马的举办
？Are we going to continue the Derby race in the First Saturday in May.
啊，我们知道这个决定不容易做。
We understand that this decision will be very difficult to make.
希望那个时候这个疫情已经完全消除了。
And hopefully that that time the virus will be all clear.
我们能做的是多多祷告。
All we can do right now, we just pray for.
那我要强调的就是一个人思想后面的那个价值观的形成是很重要的。
We talking about the background of this core value is very important.
这是他过去长时间累积而成的。
It is accumulative from all of his personal experience.
他家庭对他的影响，他教育对他的影响，他在社会上各种的情况对他的影响。
The influence coming from his family, his church, and the society.
但是这个圣经告诉我们。
That this Bible told us.
这个世界是受到撒旦在掌管。
That this world is controlled by Satan.
那撒旦的国和神的国是完全对立。
And the kingdoms of the heavens and kingdoms of the Satan are totally against each other.
而且根本就是水火不容的。
And they actually cannot mix, absolutely cannot mix, just like water and oil.
所以说灵界的征战真的和我们地上所有的人都有关系。
So we know that spiritual war is very severely related to us.
啊，以前啊，我也常常听人这样说。
And like usually I've been hearing other people say something like this.
哎呀，你不要跟我谈信仰啊。
Don't be talking about religious with me.
我是不会相信耶稣的。
I will not believe in Christ.
但是经过这次病毒以后呢
？But after this virus,
弟兄姐妹，我们就可能有机会和他谈一谈喽。
We may be able to have an opportunity to talk to them again.
箴言四章二十三节提醒我们说
，In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 said this way:
你要保守你的心，胜过保守。一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
Above all, guide your hearts, for everything you do flows from it.
所以在这末世的时代，我们更需要在神的话语上下功夫。
And so, at the end of the times, you need definitely have to even spend more time in the Word of God.
增强我们属灵的分辨力。
And improve our ability to understand the difference of the.Spirits.
这是第一个，我们要预备我们自己。
That's the first thing that we need to prepare ourselves.
第二个，我们看 PowerPoint.
And then the second one, we need to look at a PowerPoint.
就是我们要持守圣洁的生活。
And we will need to focus in a sanctification life.
大卫王是怎么跌倒的呢
？How did King David fail?
当他在阳台上度荒芜的时候
，When he was in the balconies and enjoying the nature，
他无意中看到一个美貌的妇人在洗澡
，And unintentionally noticed a beautiful young lady and taking a bath。
就在那一刹那
，In this really quick moment，
他眼目的情欲胜过他敬畏耶和华的心。
The lust of his eyes and overcome the holiness of his heart to worship God.
于是他纵容他自己再看第二眼。
And then he actually allowed himself to look at the young lady one more time.
然后他继续看第三眼。
And then he continued to look at the third time.
就在这个时候，他不知道他的思想已经给魔鬼留了一个破口。
In that moment, he failed to notice that he allowed a crack for the Satan to enter him.
于是这个罪的病毒就唰进到他的心思意念里面。
And right that moment, this sin entered his heart.
于是大卫王就开始想入非非了。
And then David started to have a lustful thinking.
然后呢
？And then.
然后他就派他的部下把那个美貌的妇人接到王宫来。
And then he sent one of his soldiers to request to bring that woman to his palace.
后来的故事大家都知道。
At the end, we all know the story.
大卫王从第一眼睛的看见
，David started from the first sight.
第二，心里的想要
，and the second adoree from his heart desire.
第三，采取行动嘛。
And then the third, he's put in action.
于是大卫王就一步一步堕落下去。
And then David is one step at a time, he's lost his way.
约瑟呢？
And Joseph?
当女主人拉着约瑟的这个袖子衣服说啊，来跟我亲热吧，来跟我亲热吧。
And when Joseph was working under his boss, and then his boss wife keep pulling his sleeves and hanging on his clothing, and come on, kiss me, kiss me.
就在那个关键时刻
at that very critical moment,
约瑟的第一个反应是什么呢？
The first response from Joseph is,
他心里的反应是说，我怎么能做这大恶得罪神呢？
And in his heart, he's thinking, how can I commit such big sin against our Lord?
可见约瑟的心里是非常敬畏神的。
You can see that David's heart is really faithful in his Lord.
所以他能迅速立刻逃脱女色的诱惑。
So he is able to run away from this woman, lustful woman.
哦，约瑟成功了。
And Joseph is successful.
约瑟之所以得胜，是因为约瑟平常，我强调一遍，约瑟平常他就一直对神有一颗敬畏神的心。
The reason Joseph is successful in this, and I want to emphasize this, is because in everyday life, and Joseph always focus in have good relationship with God.
约瑟长时间过去，长时间对神的敬畏，对神的信心，他知道在关键时候他能够得胜。
In his faithfulness and in his everyday faithfulness, in this critical moment, help him through, he can overcome.
我们看到这两个非常强烈的对比。
We can see these two extreme comparison.
那我们学到什么功课呢？
What did we learn through that?
就是第一个，就是我们平时。平时你就要真正看重你和神的关系。
So that's right. And what tell us is, in every day, you need to focus and keep a good relationship with God.
平常你就不要让那些不好的思维哗进来。
And in everyday life, and you just don't let all those bad ideas get into your heart.
啊，以至于有一天当撒旦来诱惑你的时候，你能够坚强的防守。
And then in the point that when Satan comes and attack you, you will be able to defend yourself.
就像我们现在无论是洗手啊，无论是怎么样的，都是要防止预防病毒的这个侵袭嘛。
So it's like every day now they wash our hands carefully in doing some other preventive actions. It is that for us to prevent.
所以我理解了，圣洁生活是从人的里面、心思意念里面开始进行。
And sanctification is helping us making us to from within that we need to start.
啊，不是平时根本就对神的话语无所谓。
And then it's not like every day you don't even care the words of God.
一年只有这个圣诞节的时候来一下教会。
You only attend church service and on Christmas Day.
这样的基督徒我们要帮他祷告。
This kind of Christian we need to pray for them.
感谢神，何况今天凡是重生得救的基督徒还有圣灵的内住。
And then also praise God to all of those who live again and then also who accept Christ.
所以因着圣灵的帮助，我们对罪就更要敏感。
And through the Holy Spirit, we will be more sensible towards sins.
你先有自觉，一旦发现有不好的思想进来，马上呼求主名，把这些除掉这些不好的思维。
You must have self-awareness that whenever that sin gently coming into your heart, you need to right away call upon God and help you to clear out with those sinful thoughts away.
绝对不要给罪的病毒留一点破口。
You must not allow any cracker for this sin virus into your heart.
这才叫持守圣洁的生活。
And that's how you hold your sanctification lifestyle.
圣经称我们为光明之子。
And the Bible also tells us we are the children of light.
所以我们就从里到外都是干干净净的。
So we must have ourselves cleansed totally from inside out.
保守我们自己藏在神的光中。
Must protect us within His light.
每天敬虔度日，过一个圣洁的生活。
And we must observe the holy way in living out that our lifestyle.
第三个预备呢？
And the third preparation for us,
寻找机会去传扬福音啊。
Seek opportunity and spread the gospel.
这个病毒疫情总是会过去。
This virus will eventually pass away.
最近很多人都在想一个问题。
And then nowadays, a lot of people think of us one thing.
是不是世界末日真的要来？
Is it really optimistic, an end of time will come?
他们开始会去思想。
They begin to think about.
末世警钟的好处是提醒很多的人要认真思考这个大问题。
And the end of times in this now is a good thing, is now will make people really seriously think about
下一次还会有什么更大的灾难要来。
What is the next virus or chaos? When is coming?
什么时候来没有人知道。
Nobody know when.
但是我的祷告是什么呢？
My prayer is what?
除了会传染病毒的这个灾难以外
Besides this kind of contagious virus
我巴不得下次大灾难的时候
I really hope the next crisis coming
教会里面涌进了很多很多的人要来
And the church will have a lot of people want to come in
因为他们知道这个事情真的很严重啊
Because they now aware this is a serious problem
主耶稣不是一个神话故事
Jesus Christ is not a fairy tale.
他们要知道启示录里面讲的是什么。
They need to know what is the revelation is talking about.
他们要明白什么是永生，什么是永死。
They need to know what is eternal life and eternal death.
启示录里面所记载每一样灾难都会发生。
And in Revelation already mentions all the disasters will happen.
请大家来读启示录的六章八节。
And let's look, read the Revelation chapter 6.
六章八节当灰马出现的时候有刀剑饥荒瘟疫杀害地上四分之一的人口。
And then also when in Revelation mentions that when all these horses appear and a lot of people will die.
灰马是象征死亡要临到全人类。
The great horses, it will be like the death will be come upon to all people.
这不是我说的。
It's not what I say.
这是圣经说
的。The Bible said that.
有四分之一，哇，你想一个。
One quarter of the population. You look at how huge a population it is.
今天全世界如果说是60亿人口，四分之一就是15亿的人要死。
If there are 610 million people, I mean 600,
很多人想到都非常害怕。
And then even think about is a huge worry. Some.
所以求主帮助我们有这样的认识。
May God help us to have this understanding.
那你说呢？我们怎么办呢
？What shall we do?
就是我们现在好好的敬虔的度日。
And now we need to take it easy and have a faithful life.
而且要抓住机会，赶快传扬主耶稣的福音。
And seize the moment and spread the gospel.
啊，让我们有一天每个人向主交账的时候
，So when we go to judgment day,
我们可以像保罗那样说
，We can say like what Paul said.
保罗说什么呢
？What did he say?
保罗在提摩太后书四章七节那样说。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 4:7 said that way.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡。爱慕他显现的人。
It's like in this, Paul said in, through verse 7 through 8 said, I have fought a good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Paul had listed out the very great example. Let's all encourage for each other.
抓住机会传扬福音.
Seize the moment and spread the gospel.
今天的题目是末世警钟预备主的再来.
So our topic was a holistic bell, prepare the Lord to come again.
末世的现象有三点.
And the inner world, inner time have three points.
第一个是不法的使真多.
There will be a lot of unlawful things.
第二个是假基督假先知的出现.
And there will be fake Christ and fake prophets.
第三个是教会将要受到逼迫.
And the church will see a lot of persecution.
那我们预备自己也有三点.
And now we have three ways to prepare ourselves.
第一个就是要增强属灵的分辨力.
Enhance or strengthen the spirit's discrimination.
第二个是坚守内心的圣洁生活.
And stick to the holy lives inside.
第三个是寻找机会传扬福音.
And find opportunity to preach the gospel.
接下来我们一起来唱这首激励人心的诗歌.
Let's get together and we'll sing the song of the enlightenment.
虽然我知道你在家里，希望你大声的从心里来唱这首诗歌。
I know you are at home, and then, but I still want to ask you to sing with us loudly.
诗歌的歌名就是我已经决定跟随耶稣.
And the name of the song is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
请大家起立好不好?
Please stand.
先推出一下，要不然他这个让他先准备好，对，再点到原先那个 PPT。
请 PPT 准备，我们来唱这首《我已经决定》。